Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. Today in this show, we're going to be talking about the benefits of having God in our daily life. In the previous show too, we spoke about two of the reasons why we should have God in our life. And the first one was that knowing God and having God in our life is the cause for the scientific progress. The second one that we touched upon was that knowing God, it keeps us away from despair and disappointment. Okay, so today we're going to look into the third reason or benefit of why we should have God in our life. And that is knowing God, it gives us a sense of responsibility. We know that a doctor who, when poor people visit him, not only does he not get money from them for the visit, but he gives them money and drugs. And if he senses a danger for the person, he will stay all night in his home. These are the people who worship God and have faith. So just consider a doctor who does not have God in his life. Why would he go out of his way to serve his patients? There is no drive, there's no push, there's no sense of responsibility. Okay, the responsibility is only up to the level that he's getting paid, and hence, you know, out of his conscience, he says that, okay, you know, I'm going to serve this patient. But those who are really God-fearing people, and they happen to be a doctor, they would go an extra mile to help their patient. These are the God-fearing doctors. We've known the doctors who, until the money of the visit is not paid, he will not take the first step for the sick person because he does not have the strong faith. Person who has faith, no matter what his or her profession is, senses responsibility in his life. He knows his or her duties. He knows that he has to do good towards the society. He's readily available to forgive others, for instance, and constantly sees a spiritual policeman within his or her soul who watches over one's deeds. You know, he's always conscious. He's always at alert. He makes sure that whatever he does, because he believes in God and there is God in his life, even if nobody's looking, God is looking. So naturally, this person is going to have a higher sense of responsibility than somebody who does not have God. People who lack faith are selfish and dangerous people who have no sense of responsibility for the most part. Now you go like, oh, we see a lot of non-Muslims or non-practicing people who don't, non-believers who don't have any belief system backing them up. They seem to be okay and they seem to be fine. Brothers and sisters, just wait for those cameras and that fear of somebody, you know, who's looking over their shoulder, go away. As soon as this happens, you see that there's no sense of responsibility in the real sense of the word. Okay? Oppression, suppression, and aggression against the rights of others is easy for them. They are less prepared to do good. We're not proposing that they don't do any good. No, that's not the point. The point is, if you are a believer, you know that there is God, there are angels looking at you, there's Prophet and Ahlul Bayt looking at you, that gives you that sense of responsibility. So that's the third reason that we wanted to discuss in this regard, that the benefits of having God in our life are immense, and this was one of them. Stay with us for a short break. Once we come back, we're going to go over one more benefit of having God in our lives.
Seek God and never lose hope in Allah, in the words of Sheikh Amin Rastani.
But let's say something here, not to take hope away, because I hate it when people take a hope away from our youth especially. If you fall in water, and the water comes above your head by an inch or centimeter, will you drown? Yes, you'll drown. It doesn't matter if 1 centimeter of water is over your head or hundreds of miles of water is above your head. You'll still drown, right? People sometimes take the hope away from our youth. The youth feels like, okay, I did something wrong, so I'm under 1 centimeter of water, I'm going to drown anyway, so why not just, you know, dive in all the way? Now, this is wrong. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. I think in every lecture I mentioned this verse. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell those servants of mine. Allah sounds like a father here. Tell those servants of mine, Surah Zumar, verse 53. Tell those servants of mine who've done wrong to themselves, أسرفوا على أنفسهم. Don't, please don't lose hope in me. When you fall, don't lie down, get back up. There's 1 centimeter of water on top of your head. Try to swim up again. I'm waiting there to take your hand. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I forgive all sins. Don't lose me. Inna shirk la dhulmun azim. Shirk is a very big oppression to yourself, because when you lose him, his hand is not there anymore for you. Who's there to pull you out of the water? You're doing bad to yourself when you have shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us between good and very bad. But at the same time, he's always helping us in the very bad. If you make a mistake, it's all good. Come back, I'll change the bad thing that you did to good. We have this concept all over the place in Islamic literature. Allah says, don't give up though.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You can say it once. 100 times or more, you feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were discussing that having God in our lives gives us a sense of responsibility. It makes us a better citizen of this world. Now, the last reason that we're going to go on and talk about is the last benefit of knowing God. It brings peacefulness in one's mind and heart and soul. Psychologists, they say that mental and psychological diseases are greater in our time than in any other time in the history of humanity. They say that one of the factors is anxiety over future events, anxiety over death, anxiety over war, and anxiety of fear and failure. They add, among the things which can take anxiety away from a person's spirit is faith in God. Because whenever an anxiety wants to penetrate one's spirit, faith in God pushes it away. It's an automatic mechanism within a believer. A God who is kind, a God who helps one's needs, a God who is aware of his servant's condition, and if they turn towards him, he helps them and frees them from anxiety. Look at how much money is being spent on antidepressants today. People get depressed. Every other person is depressed. A mother about to give birth to a baby gets depressed. After giving a birth to the baby, gets depressed. So all of these drugs that are being taken, you know, there's a better solution to all this, brothers and sisters. to this anxiety, to this depression, the better solution is having faith in Allah. If somebody has that faith in Allah in the true sense of the word, he doesn't need any antidepressant because they don't get depressed. The believer, you know, one of the qualities of a believer is they don't get depressed. Okay? Because of this, a real believer always has a sense of peacefulness and no anxiety exists within his or her spirit. Whatever such a person does is for God. Even if one suffers a loss, one seeks its replacement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person even enters the war front with a smile. He knows that, okay, at this war front, sooner or later he's going to be a martyr. But he knows that he's not just going to die, he's going to be a martyr. So he enters into this war front with a smile. There's no anxiety. Okay? Now, the Holy Quran, it says, it is those who believe and confuse not their beliefs with oppression. They are truly in peacefulness, for they are on the right guidance. So the believers, they have that sense of contentment, that sense of fulfillment, okay? That sense of, okay, we're living in this temporary world and our real abode is the hereafter. So they try to act in such a positive manner in this world in order for what? To make their hereafter better, which is the permanent abode. Okay, and these are the qualities of having God in our life. If we don't have God in our life, every day that passes by is going to be like a thorn in our neck because we're getting close to our death. So thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Ya Allah, Ya Allah.